I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mike Klein, the Marquette County Undersheriff, and Rich Johnson. He's with the Forsyth Township Police and Marquette County Triad. We talked about some activities that are coming up in the first week of August around Marquette County called Neighbors Night Out. Here's more with Mike Klein and Rich Johnson.
Well, one of these, Walt, is bringing neighbors together with law enforcement and senior representatives, senior citizen representatives in communities to try to get people to know each other, to look out for each other. Mm-hmm. As we get an older population, we find, and Mike can attest to that in law enforcement, they're prime targets often for criminal activity.
Sure, that's true. And this really is sort of an evolution of an idea of probably the old-fashioned way of doing things in your neighborhood that we used to do that maybe we don't do so much because life is what it is. And that is kind of getting together with your neighbors, getting to know them, but also bringing the law enforcement factor in, which most of the time, if you interact with law enforcement, it's not in a socialized setting. It's more of an emergency setting.
That is correct. And this allows everybody an opportunity to just get to know each other on a more informal basis and then also learn about the services that law enforcement can provide to the local community, especially for senior citizens.
Mike Klein with us this morning, Marquette County Undersheriff. And Mike, let's talk about this a little bit from the standpoint of, with the Sheriff's Department, you're responsible for a significantly large geographic area. How important is it to get neighborhoods to come together so they can keep an eye on each other, so you guys maybe don't have to be right there right away, if you understand what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. This is really the whole embodiment of community policing. So we get out, meet the community, but it's not just law enforcement. We also have fire. We also have EMS. Because it's all of us together working as a team with the community to help, you know, find out who the undesirables are in our mm-hmm. community. And like I said, we need to work together to help us deal with those situations that come up.
I know that through the Sheriff's Department, you guys have been doing this for quite a while in various communities under various names and various programs. But, Mike, let's talk about it a little bit. You know, Rich is talking about making sure our senior citizen population is protected and watched. But you also get young people, kids involved in this, and they love it as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we make our equipment open for everybody. They can come. They can touch it, they can climb in it, they can ask us questions, and really you just get down at their level and you just sit down and you talk to the kids. So it embodies everything. It doesn't matter what age group you are, where you're from. It's just everybody getting together with the community and showing them what we do for them.
Walt Lindelow in the studio this morning with Rich Johnson. He's with Forsyth Township Police and Marquette County Triad, and Mike Klein, Marquette County Undersheriff. We're talking about what they're calling Neighbor Night Out. And, let's take a look at some of the events and activities. I know there's a lot of them going on, but these are all kind of coming up fairly soon. What is kind of, Rich, kind of the schedule for some of them that are coming up?
Sure, Walt. The list that we have here, I've highlighted the ones that are public, open to the public, and there are some neighborhoods are not open publicly. In other words, they're not and there's some private homes and so on. But for example, starting on August 4th, Nagani Township will be sponsoring theirs from 6 to 8:30. Forsyth Township, ours will be held on the same day from 5 until 7. And then Friday, August 5th, at the Children's Museum, that'll be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be held in their courtyard. And Monday, August 1st, will be the first one kicking it off will be at Ishpeming Township.
Sure.
And that's 6 to 8 p.m. August 3rd will be at Redeemer Lutheran, 5 to 8:30, and that's on West Fair and Marquette. And then Marquette PD, Marquette City Police, will do theirs at the lower level of the City Hall where their department is. That'll be 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And the last one for the public will be Saturday, August 6th, and that'll be in Marquette Township from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at Lions Field.
That's right. I know it's part of their community day activities there as well. So really the first week of August is when we're going to see these mostly around the community.
That's what Triad and law enforcement decided on this year, Walt, was to go with the first week of August.
Marquette County Undersheriff Mike Klein also with us this morning. And Mike, I know with your department, you guys get involved with these. We bring information there. And, it's for all ages, all groups. But, you're looking at seniors. Make sure sure they're protected. Kids know that cops are okay to see them and EMTs and not to be scared of firefighters and things like that. And what's the response been as this program has evolved?
It's absolutely amazing. We went to almost every single one of them last year that were open to the public. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal turnout. Everybody shows up. They talk with everybody. And like I said, when you bring the equipment and you have that static display and everybody gets to touch it and climb on it and get to talk to the people who operate it, I mean, it really goes over very well. And like I said, we need to be approachable so that, I mean, the kids can approach us.
Right.
And we can talk to them. And like I said, we just get down and talk to those kids and seniors as well. Everybody who comes, we all have an excellent time. Plus the fact they always serve great food. And now, like I said, we're there. So,
well, really, like and that the message is this, is to come together as a neighborhood, to come together with your neighbors, to know who they are, because I'm sure, Rich, that means you'll also keep an eye out for them when maybe they're away or they're home or whatever.
Exactly. And that's the whole point, Walt, that of having a neighbor night out is to become more familiar with each other. And, you know, there are people that can go in metropolitan areas and never know their neighbor for 40 years.
Sure.
Because
sure.
It's a whole different atmosphere. But here in the Upper Peninsula, I think we're a lot more social and caring about one another.
That's the comments of Rich Johnson with the Forsyth Township Police and Marquette County Triad and Marquette County Undersheriff Mike Klein. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.